What we do know is that we have only described a small fraction of the actual diversity of species on Earth. But why is there so much uncertainty in the number of species? There's even debate about the 2 million or so that we've already discovered. Well, the uncertainty in that number of 2 million described species stems mostly from two things. One is cryptic species. These are species that are currently all put in one basket as a single species. But when new evidence comes along, often DNA data, we discover that in fact what we thought was just one species is in fact multiple species. Sometimes lots of them. Click on the link on this slide now, or access it on the Resources tab in the upper right from anywhere in this presentation to read an example of cryptic species. The other situation is with hybridization. As we mentioned before, it can be very common in certain groups, including plants, fish, and birds. If two organisms we consider separate species interbreed and produce viable offspring, then are they actually different species? If you accept the biological species concept, then you would have to consider them just one, right? There's even more uncertainty in the number of actual species that exist, those that have not yet been described. Well, we arrive at estimates of true diversity by extrapolating from samples, but this relies on models, none of which are perfect. Also, while common species, easily seen by humans, are readily detected and described, the rarer a species or the more difficult it is to find, either because of difficult access or small size, the less likely it is to be discovered. There are likely many, many rare species, and discovering the very last one is extremely difficult. Lastly, there are many groups that have not been well studied, either because of lack of interest, as is the case with fungi. I mean, there's only a handful of mycologists in the world, or a lack of technology. It was only in the past few decades that we have had the genetic tools to detect the myriad species of viruses and bacteria, for example. Some of the new frontiers where loads of new discoveries are being made include hydrothermal vents, the deep sea, the soil, and the amazing bacterial microbiomes that all species are host to. Taking into account all the cryptic species and microbial symbionts yet to be discovered, Larson and colleagues in 2017 estimated that in fact the total number of species in the world could be 3 orders of magnitude higher, not 2 million, but 2 billion, at least. This estimate remains controversial, but it's indicative of how we simply don't know how many species are out there.